Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Janelle Monae, Fox FM, make me feel, and I'm feeling pretty good this Wednesday morning. Hopefully everybody out there is feeling the same way. If not, well, we got some hot jams to hopefully reverse that.
Hot jams.
Mono Whales, Rhea May still coming up next as Nick and Reader hanging with you. Reader, I wanted to say good morning to Victoria from Springside. She's probably waking up this morning with a stomach full of pizza.
Oh, yeah.
She won for Pizza Monday. I wonder what kind of pizza she got. It's a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. I think I would go green pepper and mushroom. That's usually my go-to when it comes to Domino's. Yeah.
I'd probably go like ham and green pepper.
Okay, yeah. They're mushrooms. Yeah, here's like some super secret advice from Domino's Pizza here in Yorkton. Get mushrooms on your pizza, unless you're like a person who isn't a fan of mushrooms, I suppose.
Or is allergic.
Or are people allergic to mushrooms?
Probably. I'm sure there are some out there somewhere.
You like mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
I love mushrooms. I love cooking them, and I
don't always get them, but sometimes I will.
I'm a big fan of mushrooms, too, which is strange, because my brother... Not a fan of mushrooms.
No.
I understand. I don't understand with mushrooms and people sometimes, because it's like, is it because they grow out of the ground? Is it because you can just find them in the forest?
Is it
because
they're textural thing?
Is it because they're technically fungi? So they're like I wonder. Hey, if you are listening right now, going, you guys are crazy. I hate mushrooms, and I'll tell you why. We'd love to know. Just let us know. You can text 306-783-3699. Why don't you like mushrooms? And if you do like mushrooms, tell us why you like mushrooms.
Nick and Reader are inventing games to pass the time.
Scary. They say they need darts in a blindfold.
Great. Oh, well, this will be fun.
More hits. More favorites. Fox FM.
Trevor Daniels, Falling. It's Fox FM this Wednesday morning, and the more I think about this opinion, I don't think it's very controversial. I read an article, Reader. It was from this nutritionist in New York City, and they were saying this bold claim that pizza is more healthy to eat during breakfast than cereal. And I thought to myself, oh, this has got some merit. All right, let's read into this. And then no, she only means sugary cereal. So if you're eating like All Bran or like Mini Wheats or, you know, like Honey Bunches of Oats, I guess, like the not like the healthy cereals.
Okay.
You're fine. But if you're
muesli.
If you're having like a bowl of that chocolate cereal, you know what I mean? The one with the little chocolate pockets. If you're having that, you might as well have a slice of pizza. And that's common sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, when you think about it, pizza, it's got grains in the crust. It's got your dairy in the cheese.
Yeah.
You've got your
fruits,
tomato. In the tomato sauce. You got your meats. You got your veggies. It's got it all.
You got oregano.
It is the perfect food.
Yeah, absolutely. But there is breakfast pizza is a thing too, right? Like you can
anything can be a breakfast
sausage
pizza
and all that on a pizza. So hey, you know what? We were saying donuts earlier this morning. Maybe not. We might have to say scratch that. Get yourself a slice this morning, yeah? A little breakfast slice for a Wednesday morning. Sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. And if you want to win that breakfast slice, all you got to do is text us on Pizza Monday.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds. Nick lives in a basement and only emerges from the shadows in search of pizza. He's a real ninja turtle.
Time's up. $3 off.
More hits. More favorites. Fox FM.
Hi. Fox FM, Wednesday morning. Nick and Reader hanging out with you guys and hope you're having a good start to the day. We wanted to do some shout-outs this morning, but there aren't any outs to shout, Reader. I just checked our text line. If you want to get a shout-out or give a shout-out to somebody, you can text us, 306-783-3699. We love hearing from you. We gave a shout-out personally this morning to all the snow removal crews out there in Yorkton because they were busy clearing Broadway Street.
I noticed the, I don't know what you call them, but the trucks that have the blades that go right along the curbs
and
clear that stuff out.
Okay.
which is good.
Yeah.
Because I noticed driving there in a couple of spots yesterday where you hit a little bit of that ice that's still there, and it almost kind of kicks you out a little bit.
Ah, yeah. Well, because, I mean, we're almost getting to that point where the snow's going to be not fluffy and white and fun. Well, I mean, no. It is right now because we had a little bit yesterday, but it's going to be dirty brown snow for the next couple
dirty
months.
Dirty brown snow.
Hey, so we don't have any shout-outs, but I wanted to give a shout-out to Kelly from Melville. She answered the pizza question we had last hour. She said she loves mushrooms on pizza, but she's a ham mushroom pineapple person. So, hey, right on. If you want to check out our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/morefoxfm, posted a joke, because yesterday, Reader, I was boiling some I was making craft dinner for lunch, right? And this happens to me every time I boil water for some reason. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, if my pot's too small, but yeah, boiling over pasta happens to me every single time. Like, it's also like my unofficial way of cleaning my stove at this point.
And you know that old saying, a watched pot never boils. But yeah, the second you turn away,
yeah, but a
everywhere.
But a non-watched pot decides to just start spraying all over the
for
place.
For sure.
Do you have any remedies for that? Because I always heard back in the day, like, you'd put a wooden spoon over the foam and then it won't boil over.
No, really?
I've tried it. It doesn't work. Is it too hot?
I don't know. The worst is when you're doing something with a bit of milk in it, because that seems to just boil over. When you're heating it up, there's that fine line between just heating it up just right and boiling over.
I've only boiled milk once, and this was a long time ago. I was a young man that didn't know how to cook, and nobody told me what happened to milk when you boil it. And boy, was I ever surprised, and did I think I did something wrong. Ah. So shout-outs to my mom for helping me clean the stovetop on that one, too. But if you've got any tips, I would love... look at that. Corey just texted in as we're this is a live shout out right now. Corey just texted us and he said, put a little oil in the boiling water. Have you heard of that?
No.
I've never tried that either. I wonder if that works. Corey, does that work? Also, if you got any tips to help me from my pots boiling over, you can text 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Johnny Orlando, and I think the spoon that I use to make craft dinner isn't actually wood.
No.
That's the only explanation, right? Because how many texts have we gotten so far in the text line? Everybody's saying, just put a spoon over your boiling water. It works every time. Do I just not have a wooden spoon?
I guess I have other wooden implements. Not necessarily a spoon, but I have wooden spatulas and stuff.
If you're out there listening right now, you guys wouldn't all band together to try to convince me that something I'm doing is wrong when it's actually right, right?
Big Wood is trying to make you put a spoon on your pots.
The timber industry is
the wood concern.
They're trying to get me to buy more wooden spoons. Apparently that works. But you've said it too. Like you said, you still boil over when you put your wooden spoon.
I've never tried that. I'd never heard of that until today.
Now you got to try that out, and we'll see, because that'll be the test. Because it happens to me. I don't know if it happens to you. However, I did realize something about how I make craft dinner that people think is weird.
What's that?
So when you make craft dinner, you boil the water and you put the noodles in, and then you cook the noodles, right?
Yeah.
When I make craft dinner, I put the noodles in the pot, the water in the pot, and then I boil everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wonder if that has any difference. Maybe there's more starch in the water or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or,
I always bring the water to boil first and then throw the noodles in.
I always find, I don't know. I just skip that step because I figure, you know, the noodles are going in the pot anyways. Might as well be in there while it's boiling too. So the semantics, right?
Yes.
We're not going to, this is not the, as much as we like to think it, this isn't the craft dinner show here on Fox FM Mornings. But we would love to hear from you. If you have other tips, maybe the wooden spoon thing is just the tip of the iceberg here on boiling over pots of water. You can text us right on to everybody, 306-783-3699. We'd love to hear from you.
Nick and Reader are lost.
Because as hard as they try, they just can't find their way to Flavortown. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Interrupters gave you everything. It's more hits and more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader with you a little bit after 8 o'clock here. So hopefully you guys are having a good start to the day. We were just talking Spider-Man because, of course, there was that gag online where they announced, and I'm using air quotes on that, the new title of the next Spider-Man movie. It's not that. Apparently it's something different. But it got me thinking about Marvel again because it's been a full year since the last Marvel movie, right?
What would the last one that came out be?
I think Avengers, wasn't it? Avengers or Spider-Man? Spider-Man Far From Home, I think, was the last Marvel
movie. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's been a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, because, of course, the movie industry isn't really working right now because people can't go film and stuff. You can't have large groups anywhere, naturally, right? But, yeah, it got me thinking about this. So I went and looked online real quick just to see what Marvel's up to because, like, of course, that Black Widow movie was supposed to come out, that Shang-Chi movie was supposed to come out. These are movies that are done and they're just on the shelf. So I thought, are they going to be making any more? Or are they going to be releasing the ones they already have?
That little art house production company, Disney.
Yeah, you know, that small production
company. Struggling to get by.
Turns out they're actually doing something different now. So they are setting up shop in Australia to make movies for Marvel. So Marvel moved all their filming stuff, all their production to Australia. Because, I mean, Australia is relatively safe right
now. They've done well,
They've been really good with guidelines. So, yeah, if you're a Marvel person and you're going, oh, these TV shows on Disney Plus are super fun, where are the movies? They're coming back.
You'll be watching the movie and, it's a movie. Where is it set? Yeah, we're in New York.
Yeah, they're going to be in New York and then you'll just see a kangaroo bouncing in the background.
Crikey, look at Central Park. He's teeming with koalas.
You call that an infinity gauntlet?
Oh, boy.
I'm okay with that, too. Yeah. As long as we get those more Marvel movies, I'm fine. I don't even know what the production schedule
is. They could do a mashup and have, like...
Crocodile Dundee taking on Thor?
Or The Hobbit meets Thor.
Yeah.
You know, have them like a Lord of the Rings Marvel mashup.
Hopefully nobody from New Zealand's listening right now, because I heard that they don't like being compared to Australia.
That's true. Yes, because I know the Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand.
Maybe Nicole Kidman will show up. That's my guess. or Eric Bana. He'll play the Hulk again. We'll see.
Yeah.
Are you excited about new Marvel movies? Is there a new Marvel movie that you know of that we haven't heard of yet? I haven't seen any promos for the new Is there a new Thor coming out? Like, I'd love to hear from you guys. 306-783-3699.
Nick and Reader love the sound of their own voices.
It's the longest relationship they've had. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Kane Brown, Fox FM. It's more hits, more favorites. Okay, so there's a lady in the United States that she's got some young kids, and she posted a problem she's having. When you were a kid, did you have, like, wooden pull toys?
I don't remember having too many of those when I was a kid, and I don't remember my brothers having too many of them. We had, like, wooden blocks and stuff, but I don't remember having pull toys necessarily.
I had a Winnie the Pooh one. This lady, her kids have a duck. It's a wooden duck with wheels on it, and it's a pull toy. A lot of people had that growing up kind of thing. And she said that she came across her two kids having an argument because one of them wanted to put the toy away in the animal bin where all the animals went because it's a duck, and the other kid wanted to put it away with all the trucks and cars because it's got wheels. So what bin would you put it into? It's a duck with wheels.
That's a good question. I think the best part is that they're both arguing that they want to put it away.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's face it, kids aren't always rushing to put their toys away.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was once a kid and I never cleaned up after myself.
I don't know what bin that would fall under.
You know what? I'm going to just take a stand and say I'd put it in the animal bin because it's a duck with wheels. It's not wheels with a duck.
Just have a miscellaneous bin and put it in there.
Or just like a mutant bin where you would just put the combinations of everything into it together.
kind of like all the Toy Story toys.
That's right, Where would you put the wheeled duck? In the toy bin, in the animal bin, or the car and truck bin? You can text us, 306-783-3699.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
Like that.